Logistics Health Chairman and CEO Don Weber says the Department of Defense has picked his company for a major contract handling health care for U.S. troops. Weber says he can only say the contract is similar to his first with the department 6 years ago when he had 12 employees. Now Logistics Health has 340 employees and is constructing its second new building. Weber says it will mean another 250 or more employees in a year and likely 1,000 in 2 to 3 years.
It's not a matter of is there going to be work for us to do. If we can deliver, I truly, in my heart and soul, believe this company can be, it could have 2,000 employees in 3 to 5 years. Our challenge is going to be finding the talent to grow it here.
At the same time Weber made his announcement, Wisconsin Governor Jim Doyle presented Logistics Health with nearly $2 million in new market tax credits. Doyle used the opportunity to urge state Democrats and Republicans to compromise on the long overdue state budget.
So that the people that Don is looking to recruit who do come here and look at the quality of our schools say this is a great community to live in. It's important that the mayor and city government have the resources they need to make sure that there's good police and fire protection and good basic local services.
Meanwhile, train company in La Crosse says it will move its parts distribution center to Memphis, laying off 145 people. Train employs more than 2,400 people in La Crosse. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.